Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum, season 4, episode 13. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What am I excited about? I'm excited about a lot of little things, but let's just put it under the heading of connections. So, you know, we're deep in the heart of winter. The weather was very bad today. I'm fighting off a cold. And so, just decided to walk over to the bubble tea shop and walked in the door, and I see another American young guy that I know. And so I sat down, had a nice chat for, I don't know, like 30 minutes, something fairly substantial. He was sitting there working on schoolwork, and I bet he felt the same, that like, oh, it's nice, like somebody walked in the door that he knew, and let's just like sit down and talk about something. And neither of us had planned that, but I don't know. If we were in the States, you know, would we have sat down and chatted in that way? But, you know, we're both on this boring Sunday afternoon. You know, we might as well sit down and catch up on a few things. And then I walked out the door, and then I saw someone. I'm trying not to reveal their job title. Someone, professional contact of mine, you know, stopped, had a little, you know, 5-minute conversation on the street. Like, it's a city of 3 million people. How do we just keep running into all these people that I know? And then, you know, sometimes somebody just blows on through. Sometimes I'm the person who's just blowing on through. But most of the time we stop and have a chat. And I just think it's, well, we're just foreigners living in a foreign country. And when we have the chance to talk to one another, we just take advantage of it. So, yeah, and that keeps going on and on. I sang at an open mic on Thursday night at a cafe with international people. This is the second time they have it. It's actually people that I really don't know. So it's like, oh, there's these other foreigners here I didn't know. That's actually not true. Actually, this time knew two people there and knew one person the last time. But then, you know, you just pick up and be friends with whoever's there that night. And then coincidentally, the cafe here does a lot of programming and vegetarian food. Had an open night Friday night. That ended up being Russian speakers and Russian locals and Russian participants. And me and my music teacher friend who I was with Thursday night, he was also there and he performed, and maybe two other people did something in English, but the rest was all in Russian. And, you know, and then, like, you know, saw an American family that I know there, you know, saw the music teacher friend, saw someone, a local guy who I'd seen do a poetry performance. And, you know, there's just, in every direction, there's just all these little connections. And I just think it's wonderful to live in a place where faces are so familiar and it's just easy to chat with people in a fairly meaningful way. So, because I think we all have the same need to sit down and chat with people. So, just celebrating all the random connections that I just have all over the place in a city of 3 million people. Who'd have thunk it? What am I puzzled by? So, you know, every culture has myths that they believe. Where I'm from, it's common to say, don't go outside with wet hair or you'll catch a cold. Well, apparently in this part of the world, that I have a friend who's very worried about getting cold feet, putting on cold boots after snowboarding, and thinks that putting on cold shoes will give you a virus. And this person takes their snowboarding boots and takes their shoes and puts them on the radiator in their house so that they are warm at all times. And I just think that's very funny. I don't really think that's how viruses work, but whatever. And then another person told me that there's some type of cultural myth, not necessarily in this country, but in this part of the world, about women shouldn't sit on cold things because then they won't be able to get pregnant. I just find all these little cultural myths. You know, when I lived in China, they were very into hot water. Thought was like would cure all that ails you is some hot water. Chinese very into open the window to get fresh air. Here, where I'm living currently, very into also open the window to get fresh air, even if the aircon is on. If someone is German and would like to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a German person told me in the past that Germans are very into close the window, that they think the cold air from the window will give them a neck ache or something like this. But, yeah, I just wish we could put together a big old list of all of these cultural beliefs that every culture has. And I don't know. I mean, maybe there's more truth to them than I would, you know, initially think, but they sound shocking when we say it, you know, and other people, other cultures hear it. So I just think that's kind of interesting. And puzzling where these originate, like where did this, you know, where did this all come from? But cause every culture does it. So yeah, that's what I'm puzzled by. How long do I plan to stay? Well, here we are. It's January of 2025 and rolling along through the spring semester, and time will tell what happens. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. What happens next? Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, on the East Coast, in the Mid-Atlantic, or anywhere else in this great country, thank you for listening. Look forward to hearing from you next time. I'm going to continue my case of the hiccups.